Well, fuck me. Happy fucking happy hour. It's Margaret fucking Cho, everybody. Did you hear me?
Yay.
Margaret fucking Cho is in the house. Comedy legend.
That's right.
Oh, you. I love you.
I love you.
I don't mean to drive this conversation, but I just was thinking about you so hard when the Vanity Fair photo of all of the late night hosts.
Yes.
Was, and then I was like, where the fuck is Stephanie
Where's
Miller?
My Steffi? Right.
You know, it makes me really angry. It makes me
I've been goddamn fucking disappeared in the cornfield, Margaret Cho.
No, you did a different thing. You went and you expanded into all different kinds of media. But that particular show was a great show.
The Late Night Show actually was the debut was this week 20 years ago.
20 years
Amazing.
Ago this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know, and I don't get mentioned. But here's the thing. This is why I think I love you with such a fucking thousand white hot heat, because you survived the same thing. You had, and I remember saying this, you know, you had this sitcom and you famously talked about, like, Hollywood almost fucking killed you.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, I'm like, they can't take her fucking funny. They right. cannot fucking kill her. She's
right.
too funny.
Right.
She's too talented. And you've done the same thing. You've
yes.
reinvented.
Well, we've done the
I'm
same thing.
I'm in my fucking basement. Let's clarify. No. I am not actually an Emmy and a Grammy you know, nominee like you are. But let's just
no,
but anyway.
But it's just insane because your show was so funny and so important and so ahead of its time. And I don't understand why it's so hard for women to break into late night. And the only time they've really tried is with you. And then, of course, Chelsea.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just but even Chelsea was a little different because it wasn't the same sort of a format. That was more
right.
of a panel show
right.
as opposed to yours was really a traditional late night talk show.
With yeah. a monologue and guests
yeah.
and, right. you know, a bit here and there.
But, you know, yeah. also, Margaret, that's why, again, I've always so related to you because I thought, like, they did the exact fucking thing with you.
Mm-hmm.
They go, we love this thing you do on your radio show. With you, they're like, oh, my God, we love this thing you do on your stand. Don't do any of that now. Here,
yeah.
Do this and lose weight and wear this mm-hmm. and do this.
Yep.
I had surgery before my,
you did.
My show because they were, and I'm
oh,
a
you
fucking
did?
Lizzie.
Wait,
and they were, like, trying to market me to men. And so,
but,
you know.
But, I mean, it's
like,
not as if, like, any of the guys on late night have to go
right.
through all of that. I mean, they don't have to. I mean, their minds are valued, whereas
right.
for us it was all about our bodies, which is not fair.
Margaret, we talk about all the same stuff. You identify as bi, right?
Yes.
I identify as gay, but I'll never forget. I remember this Disney executive called me in a cold sweat one night when I had my show on KFI. She's like, Did you just come out? You know, and I'd never talked to her anything about my pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, we were just talking about one of the gay issues we always talk about. What are you talking about? Because, you know, they invested $10 million in this, like, late night show geared to try to, you know, for men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, my radio ads say making men rise in the morning. And
mm-hmm.
and the funny thing is I'm going, I know, but that was the kind of panic in 1995, you know.
Right.
And the funny thing with you is, like, your comedy is so fucking unique and hilarious
yep.
and whatever. And they're like, no. Cookie cutter sitcom. This is what you need to. Can
right.
you kind of? Can you Asian it up a little more?
We wrote a little sket for you.
Yeah. And they want you to be less provocative.
Well, and but yet still be the kind of Asian woman that they want to fuck. Like
right.
that's my problem
right.
is that I was never the kind of Asian woman that anybody wanted to fuck because I was just
right.
too mouthy.
Oh, I did. Oh, I'm sorry. Just oh, too early. I haven't even drinking.
Too
enough.
Soon.
I'm so sorry. It's too early in the podcast.
Yes.
But it's like, you know, you are sexy. It's your mind, though, that is the brilliance of you, you know, and that's
Aww.
What's so important about that show and the legacy of that show and what you've done so far. You know, it's like that's where we belong, not necessarily in the whether it's the Kate Upton category. We're more in sort of like what would be the Jon Stewart category.
Right.
You know, it's like it's not our looks. It's what we're saying. Yet we were
right.
so pigeonholed for that.
You are so kind. I honestly, I would not ever deign to put myself in the Margaret Cho category because you are just beyond brilliant and you have meant so much to so many people mm-hmm. and you've broken so many barriers. And here's one thing, Chris. It is hard to fucking offend me. And I remember your one-woman show. First of all, you know, all those stupid commercials like, I fell in the aisle. I fell in the fucking aisle laughing. First of all, I literally fell and people were like, are you okay? I'm like, nobody help me. I'll get up. But I was like, oh my God, because I thought I was outrageous. And you were like, so this chick has her fist up my ass. Oh my God.
But you know, you got to tell your story. We've got to
right.
tell our stories.
Yeah. Right.
And it's just beautiful that we're still here and we're still working and we're still doing great. And
again,
it's,
I should point out that, that we are in my basement. But thank you, Margaret Cho.
But in this beautiful
Emmy and Grammy Award winning. And you're starting your new tour, which I love, called the Psycho Tour.
It's well,
there's no I in team, but there is a Cho in Psycho. Psycho.
Yes, yeah, that is the title. And so, but Psycho is kind of, Psycho is like that word that it's always used to describe women.
Right.
You know, because they're psycho bitches. They're it's like women are hysterical.
Psycho Jim Ward has never said anything like that about any woman. Have you, Jim?
Well.
The first wife. Anyway, Margaret, go ahead.
But it's a feminized term for being outspoken,
right,
and being driven and being passionate. You know, but when it refers to men, it's about their passion and their drive. But
Margaret, you, I don't know if you watched the debate last night, but you got to be looking at this campaign and going, is there not a fucking double standard for let's say, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
She's forced to her knees to apologize for fucking emails, which is nothing.
Nothing.
There's a nothing story. The Justice Department is clearer. The State Department is clearer. And Donald Trump says, Mexicans are racist. Megyn Kelly's on the rag.
Who do they think you are, fucking State Department? Who are these people? I don't care about them. You know, how much money have they made?
I mean, seriously, she never apologizes for anything.
Yeah, he is basically advocating ethnic cleansing.
Right.
You know,
right.
He is asking for what is tantamount to genocide, you know,
right.
and it's insane. But I feel like somebody it's kind of like when Joaquin Phoenix decided he was going to be a rapper and he acted all crazy on all the talk shows.
Right.
And then it was revealed later that it was a mockumentary.
Part of a film, yeah.
Right. I feel like this is a mockumentary. I think we're going to be punked. I think Ashton Kutcher is going to come out.
I do too.
I mean, I can't.
That's what I keep saying. And then, Rick Overton said a couple weeks ago that he's going to pull a mask off and say, thank you very much. And it's Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Because that's what it feels like, because it couldn't be real. Somebody that vile could not be real.
No, and I was wrong about one thing, Chris, which I rarely am. But I thought to top himself, he would have to actually pee on Reagan's grave last night and get some of the backsplash on Nancy Reagan. and then call her a fucking old loser whore for not getting out of the way.
His pulse to go down.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But he did not do that. But he did. He's like, oh, Carly Fiorina, fucking ugly bitch. Just, you know, what does he have to do?
It's just disgusting. And all of the sexualization of Ivanka, you know, the way he talks about
his
daughter.
Yeah, that's creepy.
About how, I mean, it's creepy.
I would totally bang her if she wasn't my daughter.
What?
It's so gross. And it's just, I do want to buy that painting. That woman has done a portrait of him in menstrual blood.
In her menstrual blood. She drew a portrait of Donald Trump, Jim, in her menstrual blood.
It's probably an improvement.
Yes. But it's called Whatever in reference to what he said to about Megyn Kelly in the last bit.
Right.
And that's what why is no one calling him on what a fucking liar he is? Like, is there a woman, Margaret, in the country that didn't know that was an on the rag joke? Have we not all heard an on the rag thing at some point in our
all
life?
All the time. That's a go-to for men, you know, because that is a way to shame women because of their biology, as if we could be shamed.
Right.
Like, that's a ridiculous thing.
Right. The fact that, like, I didn't mean that. And then, like, Carly, if you read the quote in Rolling Stone, he absolutely was talking about it. Look at that face. You kidding me? We're going to like that face present for you. You kidding me? I know you're not supposed to talk bad about women, but Jesus, fuck. You know? And then he goes, what? I was talking about a persona.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Such bullshit.
But his numbers, the fact that he is the front runner, it really says something about the sad state of what men are thinking about women and how people think.
If he wins, I mean, the main point is, you know, I know you're bi, but what would it take to pull you over to the dark side and then move somewhere with you? Because
I couldn't.
President Trump? We can't.
I couldn't.
We can't.
There's just no way. I mean, there's no way it could happen. And especially coming off of such a great, great administration, which is the Obama administration, which has just been, especially this year, so triumphant.
Uh-huh. I know.
So many ways.
How do you?
He's
Jim,
a failure.
Loser.
What's he done? He's done
loser.
Nothing.
The unemployment rate went from 10 to 5. He's obviously a loser.
Oh, and also all the Supreme Court things that happened this year
right.
have been absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Didn't you love
and that's thanks to the people that he has put on the court.
Didn't you love the rainbow flag going up and the Confederate flag coming down? That cartoon. That cartoon. Love wins. Love wins.
It's really inspiring, and it really reminds me that voters are in charge of the country.
Right.
You know, the people that are
some fucking doofus out here. He just spoke last night in San Pedro, and he was talking about this Iran deal. It's a terrible deal. Worst deal. And they go, fire him. He was talking about the president, and he goes, fire him, Donald. I'm like, ass bite. You're not in a reality show.
Right.
He can't. Only the American people can fire him. And they elected him in a landslide twice, you fucking dick smack.
Yeah, but Trump refers to all the other candidates as contestants.
Right.
Because it's his game show. And they're,
right.
Yes. Yeah.
We are all in a reality show now, aren't we?
It is. It's like a reality show. And it is how we view it. And, I mean, and that's the problem, too, is that... that's why I guess he's so popular, is that he sort of delivers this weird, like, I don't care about political correctness. I don't care what people say. It's wrong.
As a comic, you've heard like Bill Maher and, you know, Jerry Seinfeld talk about that. Oh, we are getting too politically correct. But I'm like, the way Donald Trump talks about it, you're like, you're just allowed to be your walking asshole id. You're allowed to be a walking YouTube comment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get, like, not being too politically correct, but I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It's okay?
Well, political correctness was established to help minorities. It was established to police language in a way that encouraged equality for women, mm-hmm. for people of color, for gays and lesbians, transgendered, bisexuals, everybody who is kind of considered sort of outside of the mainstream.
Right.
But... And now, political correctness.
You're also known as losers.
Margaret refers to losers.
Losers. But political correctness is often used now in a way to silence people of color,
right.
too. You know, like people are saying, oh, I'm sick of political correctness. But basically, right. that means you're just sick of people of color
Exactly. We said today, if Ben Carson, who is very close to him, overtakes him, he'll just start screaming the N-word like Dr. Laura.
Yeah.
In the next debate. Just like, it's and they're just, like, hey, why can't we say it? We've been back in this... Oh, we're all backed up for 8 years. We got to say
so
it.
So backed
we
up.
We can't have another N-word in the White House.
It's crazy. It's
right.
so crazy.
I mean, he's just...
and, of course, the White House was built by black people.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a sexist, racist, homophobic pig. He's
yeah.
just...
And he'd take that as a compliment.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm kind of shocked that he would take his brand and really trash it, which I think he's done.
Yeah.
You know, he is a rather smart businessman, but he's not done any good for his brand with any of this.
No.
What, you know what's interesting? What would one of your idols, Joan Rivers, who, like, this is part of your show, is that your two comedy mother, you call
yeah.
them your mother and father, Robin
yeah.
Williams and Joan Rivers,
yes.
who died within a month of each other. And I remember
we had Joan Rivers on.
Right, we had, but also... was it Carol Leifer who was also
right.
on
Celebrity yeah. Apprentice?
Yes.
But you know,
they both
saying like Joan loved Donald Trump.
They both had really good things to say.
But
yeah.
what would Joan think now? Like, I mean, like well, you, a lot of her base was gay people.
Right.
Was all kinds of people.
Right.
I mean,
I don't know. She's like, she would probably turn on him. She would be like, oh, you fucking pig.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Get that shit off your head.
Yeah.
Like, she would have been very... She would have pulled no punches. I think she would have turned on him for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. You say in your show, she taught you to be fearless. And then, you know, Robin Williams, who you call your father in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this on the show, Chris. Like, mm-hmm. you started this great thing, hashtag Be Robin.
Yes. It was a homeless outreach. Well, it was to celebrate his philanthropic life, which I think a lot of people didn't know about. And he was a great advocate for the homeless, and he spoke in front of Congress.
Of course,
right.
with the
times.
HBO, with the...
Comic Relief.
Yeah,
yeah, sorry.
He was very, very,
yes.
you know, active in raising money for homeless people. And in his movie contracts, there was a clause that a certain percentage of the workers had to be homeless.
Right.
So he was really driven more than most. And so it was a good thing to just kind of go out on the street with all these other San Francisco comics who were grieving his
yeah.
death
and yeah.
Raise money for homeless people on the street and raise the money right there and then give it to them
mm-hmm.
right there.
Right.
Wow.
So it was an experience, and people like hairdressers came and cut homeless people's hair. We had like little beauty salons going on the street corner. It was really warm, and it helped us deal with grief.
Yeah.
But it was also a good celebration of his amazing life.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, but what, Max? What are you doing? No, Margaret Cho is here. Oh no! What a handsome man.
Love him so much.
Oh, you're pulling her back to the straight side. Okay.
It's his big face.
I know he has such a handsome man.
It's his giant head. And the black eyelashes.
I know, he does look, he has eyeliner, right?
He wears like a lot of eyeliner.
He's like Bruce Jenner, which you talk about in your show.
Well, you know, what's amazing about Caitlyn Jenner is that...
Caitlyn, sorry, you know, I meant, yes.
Well, she did it like a champ, you know? That's an Olympian. The bravery and the courage it takes to transition in front of not just a nation, but the world in that way. I just was surprised that she didn't transition into a Kardashian. So she's really not a Kardashian, which I thought that that's the way that she would go.
That would take a lot of butt injections, I think.
Yeah. extensions.
Yes, butt extensions.
Butt extensions, yes.
Very painful
to
have them. but, you know, it's interesting. We were talking about one of the things that Bruce was always very Republican.
Yes.
And anti-marriage equality.
I know.
You're like, when is he coming out?
He gave money to Prop 8, support Prop 8.
I had him on the show once. I ran into him in the green room at Larry King when I was there, Margaret. And I was like, oh my God, I had the biggest crush on you in high school. Because I did. Because we all had, like, Bruce Jenner's, you know, picture in a locker. And the guys all had, you know, Farrah Fawcett. And so we had him on. And then Chrissy was like, you know, he's not really politically in your... And we found that out, and I was like, oh, let's just talk about things that we agree on.
But I mean, I know that he's... Yeah, he had a hard time with marriage equality. He, yet I think that's years of being closeted and kind of just starting to buy into it. You know, that's
that was his form of denial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's probably why it was so hard for him to come out as trans, because he had bought so much into the system, which it's, you know, I don't blame him, just because he's from a different time, and
it is generational, isn't it?
It's generational.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
You know, I always reveal too much on the happy hour.
Oh, boy. What are you going to reveal now?
Well, it's just all these issues are coming together.
A statue of your butt. Oh, that's nothing new.
Is that yours?
I've been with a woman for the last couple of years that is bisexual, but is not a... has not been comfortable being out yet. And I have had a lot of conflict about, like, I'm like, you know how all our processes were really hard in talking about our truths, and you want to respect other people's truths that you're with.
Yeah.
And yet you go, it is enormously damaging to everybody, to her, to me, to our relationship, to not speak your truth.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I haven't talked about it on the regular show because I... You know, I adore her, and I don't know what the future holds, but a lot of the, you know, a lot of the damage is that. And I thought, especially after how hard we've fought to get where we are and speak our truth and get to marriage equality, and yet you go, here's the thing, Chris and I have always said this, like, we never, back in the day, agreed with outing, right? Because you go, like, look, you know, everybody has their different path and their different, like, you know, look, I was talking to you about when I had the late night, I don't know how you were, but I was terrified to be out because Disney was spending $10 million to market me to men. So, like, and I never lied. I never said I had a boyfriend or a husband or whatever. I just didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
I just didn't talk about my personal life, you know. But as time went on.
But he had an accident.
But then over time, I was like, you know, I can't really authentically talk about all these issues we're talking about. Don't ask, don't tell. And, you know, this and that. And then living in fear of someone outing me and blah, blah, blah.
So, you know,
without just going, I'm it's not that I'm for this. I am this. This is my life. And, you know, and I'm sure.
Stephanie Miller, this is your life.
Oh, fuck. Margaret, what was your process like? Because you went through that whole, like, same thing. ABC, Disney, like, you know, mainstream sitcom.
Yeah.
They were like, Margaret, tone it down. Don't fucking talk about all that.
I think that I was, at that point, like, I had started off as a lesbian. Like, when I was really young, I identified as lesbian. And then I later realized, oh, actually, there's a side of me that likes dick.
Jim wants to hear more about that.
There's a side of me that likes the inside. the thing about it was that was always an honest part of who I was, and so that was never really an issue. I remember one time, and this was before I made a deal with Disney.
Yeah,
I was in Montreal. They had the big festival, and I was sitting in Lea Delaria's lap.
Well, that's right there is a picture you don't want in National Enquirer.
And,
I got a story because we have one degree of separation, but go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But, you know, nothing was happening. She's just my friend, but, you know, it really upset my manager at the time, and he grabbed me and he said, he's like, I don't care what the truth is, but you are 100% straight. And I was like, okay, that's great that you're telling me what I am, but that really terrified
me. And
100%
Caucasian.
That's right.
Yes. You are also.
It really scared me, you know, and I didn't understand that was a problem, you know, or any of that. You know, just being sort of, for me, being the face of the network or face of a TV show was more racially based. It was more racially motivated.
We had the same thing, partly. I'm like, oh, the first, like, you know, except for Joan, obviously, who, you know, much more famously and whatever, but first woman in late night, and you're like, oh, this is the first, like, Asian
on
sitcom,
TV, yeah.
And, like, you need to be perfect.
Yeah.
As
and then we're sort of being manipulated by the powers that be, but then we could never really be ourselves, which was the problem, because that's why we got there in the first place, because we were ourselves.
Right.
So it's hard.
Well, yeah, I mean, but how interesting that, you know, you've had this path where, and we both were the same pressures in Hollywood to go, you need to conform to this thing that is sort of more, you know, mass marketing. But, I have to do my one degree of Lea Delaria. So Lea Delaria was the only guest that was ever disappeared in the cornfield from my late night show.
Oh.
That was never to be seen again. She was a guest on the late night show. Because, you know, it's live to tape. Late night shows are live to tape.
Yeah.
Like the night show, you tape it the day of, but it's very, they have very little time to hit the satellite.
Right.
So it's live, essentially. Lea Delaria was on the show, and I think it was before Thanksgiving or something. And again, I was marketed as this, you know, straight woman that was, and again, not part of my, I wasn't part of the marketing. I was just like, okay, whatever. She made some joke about getting me pregnant with a turkey baster at Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And she was hilarious, as she is.
Yeah.
And they fucking killed the episode. They killed her segment and put something else in.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And that never happened on my show.
Wow.
But yeah, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
They were like, we can't have that. Was too.
It was too close to the truth. Like, if you were actually straight, do you think they would have kept that in there?
I don't know that they knew I wasn't straight, not the executives. I think they knew. I never talked to them about it.
I think at that time in history, they wouldn't have kept it in there.
Okay.
I think overall, you know, it was sort of...
That was 96, right?
Yeah.
95,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was so much invisibility. I mean, the only thing that you could talk about
trust me, Chris, they wouldn't have made the deal with me if they thought I was gay.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't think or know I was gay.
Okay.
They,
no. At that time, it was like the only gay story that was acceptable remotely is if you were dying of AIDS.
Exactly.
You know, that was the only thing that they would report on or talk about or that was socially acceptable.
Right.
Yeah, that was the time of movies like Jeffrey and Longtime Companion and all of that.
Which is a great...
They're
great films, and it's a great time in, like, you know, queer cinema, actually. But it was the only thing that anybody really thought about the gay community.
Yeah, you're right.
It was allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
You know... So you've, like, experienced all of this, because I know you talk in the new show about everything, police brutality, racism, you know, I think I mentioned to you my co-host on Oxygen, Mei Li, who's still my good friend, you know, who, I mean, it's interesting, her stories of coming up as a reporter, and, like, in Cleveland, and just stories of racism, right, you know, that she experienced, and I'm sure...
Being an anchor baby. Anchor baby.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, so Jeb Bush uses the term anchor baby... Because Donald Trump has pulled the whole party toward this racist fuck fest.
Right.
And so then he goes, oh, I meant Asians. Like, that's better? Yeah. Like, that's better.
I know, like, it's better. But I don't know why we're called Anchor Baby. I guess it's because we always end up doing the news.
Right.
So I think that's why we're Anchor Baby.
You see?
See? But, it's so crazy. But I don't understand. I don't understand any of that.
I don't even know. What did he mean by that? That was okay to call Asians anchor babies?
No, he was just trying to compete.
Yeah.
He was trying to, like, I'm going to throw my racist hat.
Everybody's trying to out-Trump
Trump.
How about this?
Hey, I hate Orientals.
Oh, huh? No, hey.
Huh? Vote for me.
How about that? I hate every group. Oh, I mean, you know, and there's Mike Huckabee last night, like, standing up for Kim Davis.
Oh, that's...
I stand with the homophobes.
That's a whole travesty. That's just disgusting. You know what makes me sick is she acts like she's... fucking Nelson Mandela.
She does.
Like,
oh
fuck
no, they've
you.
Compared her to Rosa Parks, Martin Jesus. Luther King.
She what is okay. it? She acts like she's they like what Aung San Suu Kyi from Burma. What's that? Like,
they're
like, fuck you.
Those people were forgetting more people rights, not taking rights away from people that already have them. Right.
Exactly. And the when she comes out and that stupid look of triumph and
oh my god,
the eye of the tiger.
Really? Are you serious? She goes, I don't want the spotlight. Oh, cue eye of the tiger. Oh, there's Mike Huckabee. Look at all the cameras.
It's revolting. It's revolting.
She went to court again today and got slapped down again today.
Of course she did. Jesus, it's going to keep happening. Fucking stragglers on the wrong side of history.
It's sickening.
Yeah.
It's really sickening. Well,
who are these people? The Supreme Court. Says who?
Now, Margaret, speaking of comedy legends, there is a new special about Bill Cosby coming out.
Oh, God.
I started when I was a child.
Oh, Cosby, the women speak.
Yeah, they're interviewing a bunch of the women that have come out.
Oh, my God. That's good. You know what? I also had an insider scoop yesterday.
Yes, Margaret Cho. What is it?
There are likely about 50 more who have not come forward.
No fucking way.
Who are unable to come forward because of fear, who don't want to hurt their families, who don't want to hurt their
right.
because
don't
of their
silence. Don't want to be called whores and money grubbers.
But
and,
there are as many who have come forward have not come forward.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, one of them said that Cosby grew up around Christmas Eve, which I'm almost certain makes baby Jesus cry. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, it's horrifying. I mean, the fact that so many people did not believe them, you know, they all had the same story. They all had the same sweater print on their face.
Right.
You know, it's just appalling.
The sweater print, really?
Is that not the police?
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand it. Or even Damon Wayans, who...
Damon Wayans? What the fuck? Oh, some of these women were unrapeable, please.
That's so just horrifying.
Yeah.
And so...
oh, look, it's Carol Burnett's daughter. Oh, she wanted to meet you. It's Jodie Hamilton.
Hi.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Awesome. Oh,
thank
my God.
You.
Awesome. All right.
Hi. But she, you know, he's like calling, Damon Wayans, he's calling these women unrapeable.
Right.
He's saying that they're liars and trying to use his experience and saying, you know, these women, you know, they use anything to get near you.
Right.
And trying to justify 40 years of rape. I don't understand. He's the only one that's sort of left.
Margaret, we're all in the comedy. We all have groupies. We get it. Blah, blah, blah. But you're going, that's rape. It's rape.
It's rape. It's not, I mean, to be drugged and to kind of just wake up to knowing something happened. And you know, a lot of these victims are from another generation. And so that's sort of the reasoning for their silence is there was a time when women really could not come forward.
And the other thing is the thing you talk about in your show all the time. It's the balance of power with men. And like you're going, he's Bill fucking Cosby.
Right.
And they wanted a career in show business.
Right.
And they didn't come forward because he's Bill fucking Cosby.
Exactly.
Like, of course they're going to go like, oh my God, no one will believe this. Mm-hmm. He's America's dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my take on it is a little bit like, well, at least he anesthetized them. Oh, I mean, like for me, like, I'm
that's
like,
what they said. They were like, it was like trying to wake up from anesthesia, but you couldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have been grateful for the pill because I wouldn't have wanted to endure it.
Yeah.
But it's still.
Don't tell me what happened.
It's so, you know, and what if one of them had died?
Yeah.
You know, that's the other thing is that I think it's closer to
murder. Wasn't actually a fucking doctor, by the way.
Yeah. But it's closer to
a played a doctor.
It's rape and attempted murder.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I give you too many pills and the people?
The pills and the people.
It was too many pills. Oh, sorry. Ah.
A red blue gunky under the table.
But I don't see that much difference between him and Woody Allen. You know? Woody Allen.
Yeah.
He's quite a bit taller.
He's taller. But you know, with Dylan coming forward and basically, you know, saying that there was abuse and this marriage that kind of sprung from abuse,
right?
Yeah,
with Sun Yi, I feel bad for Sun Yi. I'm like, is that the only man you've ever fucked? Ever?
Because
that's
a
really good point.
Because you know what? There's better ones.
Yeah, she was a child.
It gets better.
It does get better, Margaret Cho, right? It gets better. Jesus.
I'm like, Sunny, like, look, girl. I get it. Like, I understand. You get that money, but You know, please try to maybe.
Oh my God!
There are other fish in the sea.
No, and Margaret, like in every circle, I have a friend. It's like don't believe her. Like it doesn't happen once. Nobody abuses someone once. Like it didn't happen. And
you don't. Like, you don't write. You don't put your dad on blast in the New York Times for molesting you if it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It just. It just. It takes so much to speak up against your abuser, to name your abuser, to do it in any public way. And to do it that publicly, it happened. And it happened probably to a lot of people. And, you know, he just has that kind of power
right.
that enables well, him
same,
to continue.
Right? Oh, it's Woody Allen. No one will believe me.
Right.
It's Bill Cosby. No one will believe me.
Right, right. So I mean, I don't think they're that different.
So a lot of Sideshow, the new tour, is about that. You say it's about insanity, about yeah. the like difference between how men are judged and women are judged. Like
right.
women are fucking crazy and men mm-hmm. are like Donald Trump.
Right.
You go, how if Donald Trump were a woman, Jim, like what the fuck? Really? Like that wouldn't be insane.
They put her in a mental institution, I think.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think a woman would get there to be able to be like that, to talk like the way that Trump talks. So right. it wouldn't be possible.
Right.
The closest thing we have is Ann Coulter.
Right.
And even she's being marginalized
but I mean, but
by the
Margaret,
right now.
Right. What we started our conversation with you going, like, part of it is you go,
Ann
you
Coulter
can't talk like Margaret Cho
right,
and yeah. have a sitcom. You can't talk like Stephanie Miller and have a network late night show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you go, you can't, and yet you go, here's this walking YouTube comment, this walking id of Donald Trump, mm-hmm. and he could be president?
Yeah. That's insane. It's insane. It's just a symptom that something's very wrong with our mm-hmm. country. And that we need to deal with it, or it's a big prank. That it's not real.
That's what I keep thinking. We're
I
just
think
getting. They're
I think
fucking
we're gonna,
with us, man.
I think we're gonna find out.
So, well, like, if it's a prank, why would he do it? He's not helping his brand at all, like you said earlier.
At all. So I'm not sure what the point is.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it is. And what's really offensive too is that a lot of people that work for him happen to be Hispanic Americans, Latino Americans. Like that's
right.
A lot of people who are employed by Trump enterprises all over the world, so it's just a very, like, it's a weird thing to do to your corporation,
right?
To people who work with you for yeah. you,
right?
You know,
well,
I don't know.
Fucking asshole. Exactly. I mean, what's your prediction? What do you think he's going to be the nominee? Do you think?
I think he'll get far. I don't think he'll get the nomination.
I don't think either.
I think the GOP
and Chris
is smart
thinks
enough.
He was, and Chris is always wrong.
Yeah, you know.
I just don't think so. I just think that he will have surges in popularity. I think that they will do good by that party and actually have somebody better. Not that anybody is
right.
better, really. But
what do you think of Hillary? Like, how are you as a woman? And there's all this stuff going on. There's double standards and.
I like Hillary personally. I know her a bit socially, and I think she...
I just met her for the first time. Well, not the first time, but second time a little while back.
She's
yeah.
cool. She's,
yeah.
She's,
she was...
She's
that's
good.
What I said. She was actually warm and funny and down to
she's
earth.
She's good.
And,
but she's kind of a bit of... she's a real politician. She's mm-hmm. a game player. She her ear is to the corporations. Her ear is to big money and donations. She's got...
Because you have to be post-Citizens United. You have
yeah.
to be.
Yeah.
That's the fucking thing. And if she got in, we could actually maybe change Citizens United if we got mm-hmm. changed Supreme Court justices,
bring
right?
Yeah. Glass-Steagall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she could be good. I love Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
He's great.
I think he's great.
I do, too. I would be thrilled. Are you kidding? If he was president?
I think he's great. But I think he's too great.
I just love
yeah.
to see Republican heads spin. It's socialist. He's a socialist. Yes.
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 Well, he calls himself a socialist democrat, which
yeah.
is a little bit different than a
socialist.
Social
democrat. That's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the SPD yeah. in Germany.
Yeah. But he's so good.
Yeah, it's almost like guys, you know, saying to me at some point, but, you know, as we all had with comedians, what are you, lesbian? Yes.
Yes.
You don't want to fuck me?
No.
No. No. Am I a socialist? Yes. Yes, I am.
But I
remember the first time I was on Sean Hannity's show. He's like, "Are you a liberal?" I was like,
yes
I am, and proud of it. And he was like, I thought that was a dirty word.
But
yeah, it's not. And that's the thing. You go back to that great JFK quote, you know, about being a liberal. If this is what it means to be a liberal, it's like who all mm-hmm. All of us are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in this and this and this and this, and then I'm proud to say I'm a liberal.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And you know,
and then they shot him.
Oh,
well.
Oh, Jim. Way to bring the house down, Jim.
Thanks, Captain Buzzkill.
But I like Bernie, especially I like how he dealt with the Black Lives Matter interruption. You know, when he was was at Seattle and he was interrupted by the two activists from Black Lives Matter who that was all sort of questionable, too, because people were saying, oh, they're not really part of Black Lives Matter. But the way that he absorbed it and he went and took action, which I think no candidate would
I think done. At the time he didn't handle it well. But then I think he took action. At the time, he just left. He's like, well, I'm not going to talk then. And I felt like Hillary actually had a substantive kind of conversation with them.
Yeah, Hillary dealt with that well. Hillary dealt with it well, too. Yeah.
I mean, Martin O'Malley didn't deal with it well. He was like, all lives matter. Like, I'm like, do you not
you can't
get
say-
fucking, like, as someone said, if all lives mattered, we wouldn't fucking have the Black Lives Matter movement.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's really, we are dealing with another situation, which is tantamount to genocide, when we're talking about Black lives and the police. You know, that's a hugely important issue that seems to be something that a lot of the GOP candidates totally ignoring it. Fox News is calling Black Lives Matter terrorists.
Of course they are,
which is so crazy. So at least Bernie had a good answer to it.
Yeah, no one. And I think he has responded to it and hired somebody, you know, in that regard. And I think he is, you know, absolutely, because that's the whole thing going forward. Can he appeal? Because Vermont is pretty much white people in maple syrup.
So ice cream.
Yeah. Ben and Jerry's.
And the band Fish.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Margaret Cho.
That's
yes.
Yes.
Margaret Cho, let's talk a little more about your whole...
My hole.
Because this is let's talk about Margaret Cho's hole. Because for people that you know, because most people do know, but your whole story, because this happy hour is more personal. You tell because obviously you're very famous talking about your mom, but you grew up in
I grew up in San Francisco.
San Francisco. Yeah.
I just gave up my place there. I was living in an art commune with really young people, like in their early 20s, It was inspiring to be around very young artists. I gave it up because I'm just on tour now and running around. But
are you based
here
now?
I'm based here.
Okay.
In Los Angeles.
Hooray!
And
I'm going to get way too clean now.
That's good.
What you thinking?
I'm just everywhere, kind of trying to do it all.
Cool.
Yeah. You obviously had this whole it became in the beginning the basis of your act, your mom and dad and all of that. Because everyone, I thought, like, I don't want to be a cheap, like, morning show DJ. Like, what would your mom think about that, Margaret?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yep.
I don't know.
How is she now? About
she is really into a probiotic and kefir. Yogurt that has
Sutherland?
Him too. But also the yogurt that's a little bit thick and you drink it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
and,
I love that.
She says it makes your bowels very regular and she
that's
says,
fantastic.
Come out like banana.
Comes out like a banana.
Into
that's
it. And she's a big crush on my new boyfriend.
Who's
here? Oh, into him.
Which one's the new boyfriend? Oh, hi, new boyfriend.
So she's
he's so bohemian. Look at him.
Super
over there.
Into him. So she's always calling me. How is Andy doing? Okay. She wants to know.
So she's now is she because my nephew is bisexual. He has been on the show. He played the sweaty congressman on Veep.
Oh yeah,
last season.
Oh great.
Right. He played the sweaty, insecure young congressman on Veep, and he's bisexual, and he's been on the show talking about that.
That's awesome.
Sweaty and insecure.
He made a great point, Margaret, that we talked about obviously because I'm with someone right now that's bisexual. Like, that he said, look, because everyone was like, does that destroy the whole choice argument? And he was like, no. Why would it? The fact that I was born bisexual, why would that destroy that you're either born gay or born straight? That's what the B is in LGBT.
Right. But the B is often silent.
Yeah.
So you don't hear a lot from the bisexual community because...
Right. So it's really ligot.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Who were considered kind of fence-sitters or not out yet or in some sort of juvenile state of...
Like, is your hot boyfriend afraid that you're going to end up with me tonight, for instance, or no? That's not how it works, right?
No.
Sorry. Sorry. Okay, I stopped. Sorry.
It's Margaret alive.
Got me too excited.
It's alive.
I think that when you can kind of decide, though, like when you're in a committed relationship, mm-hmm. then you just decide. So
right,
to
you
me,
love who you love.
Exactly.
It's not about gender. It's really about commitment and.
And the relationship and the trust and
no, my nephew yeah. said he's more open to commitment now that he's more at home with saying I am bisexual. It doesn't right. mean that I'm, as long as I can not own that,
mm-hmm.
I can actually, I because I always thought it's the same thing people say about all bisexual people. Oh, are they just afraid of commitment? Is it just yeah. this? Is it just that? Is
or
it,
they're afraid to come out, or they're yeah. not fully realized, or it's a phase or something.
Right.
It's not true. I mean, for me, it's just the circumstance of. Myself, I've been in romantic relationships with men and women, and also people on all over the gender spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, bisexual is a limiting term for me because I don't believe there's two genders. I think it's limitless. I think it's infinite.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Wow. Like so the square root of pi.
Do you think the B's will get their day in the sun like the T's are having now and the L's and the G's have had? Do you think?
I hope so. I think so. I think it's a little bit more complicated because of the historical context of bisexuality mm-hmm. and that how often people who are coming out generally will say that they're bisexual and then realize
right.
that they're
gay. It's a stepping yeah. stone
right.
into.
Right, it's a stepping stone into. There's a couple things right. complicated.
Some yeah. of them, but I think my nephew not, and I think my girlfriend not. I mm-hmm. think I think there is an authentic, because I've been with people that like are gay but don't want to be gay, and or at that point in their process or whatever, but I think that, you're right, there is a different, everybody's path is different. We got to mm-hmm. respect all of that. You right. can't sort of just judge everybody's path, because I remember because we were at such a place in marriage equality, and I remember somebody said I think that does hurt the movement if it's a choice for you, like we're saying it's not a choice to mm-hmm. be gay. It's like, okay, what do you fucking think the B in LGBT is?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's not any more of a choice for them than it is for gay or straight people.
Right. It's still not a choice to be bisexual, even though you have two sort of aspects to mm-hmm. it. It's still not, it's just who you are.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, so any interesting, but like what, so, but you know what's interesting is that my family's had a process with that too. Does your mom, was she happier when you're with a man than a woman, or is she okay with whatever?
She's okay with whatever.
Okay. Because my mom's 92-year-old Republican.
Oh, okay.
She's okay now. I think my nephews, they were initially more like, oh, thank God, a woman.
mm-hmm. I think, well, my mom is just happy that I'm not alone. Like,
right.
She would rather me
mom,
be partnered.
When I came out to my mom, I was bawling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was, I was probably like you. I was just career-oriented enough and whatever that she just thought I was a loser. She just thought I was alone all the time. And she was like, oh, Steffi, she didn't get that she just thought I was alone
mm-hmm.
and had sort of enough boyfriends that she didn't really question. But you're right. She was just happy that I actually wasn't alone.
Yeah.
And
I just
unhappy
want you
always.
To love someone. And that's really, my family is just happy that I love someone. That's right. The most important thing.
How long for Hottie over there? Hi.
It's very new.
Oh,
wow.
All right.
Nice.
He's texting somebody else.
No, don't text someone else on this podcast, motherfucker.
So, it's pretty new, so I'm happy.
Yay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Exciting, yeah. Very exciting. Oh, I would, I would touch my box, but I think I put Chardonnay in it, so I can't now. Yeah. I was going to give you applause.
Oh.
Which I know you need.
I do.
Right, because you don't have enough of that.
I live.
Thank
I live.
You. With your Emmys and Grammys and whatever, fucking new hot boyfriend. Whatever, Margaret Cho. My point is, you are also going to be on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, which I love.
Oh, actually,
we just
no,
had Andy
I'm not.
On.
You know why?
Oh,
well,
why?
Well, it's complicated.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm on another spectacular TV show, which makes me unavailable for that.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
But I love him.
Yes.
I do. We just had him and Anderson on not too long
ago.
For their tour.
Oh, my yeah. God. Anderson, I love him.
I got to say, and he did a thing that Chris and I were saying, Jim, no one else has done in the media. He said, because I was like, it's making my head fucking explode, Margaret, that there like covering Donald Trump like breaking news.
Right.
Like I'm going, he doesn't shut the fuck up.
Right.
What do you mean it's breaking news that Donald Trump's going to speak?
Right.
It's not
like Forrest Donald Trump said something
and
stupid.
He like broke Forrest Gump stops fucking running and you're like, oh, what is he going to say?
They care way more about him than they do about Syria.
Right. But Donald, but at least Anderson Cooper said, we're going to go to the speech. He said he was going to have some details on his policies. And if and he broke away from me. He's like, okay, he doesn't have any details. We'll go back if he has any.
Yeah, but he dumped out of it because it was another stump speech that with no details.
Just, I'm so terrific and no one else isn't. Every woman's a fat, disgusting slob, and I'm terrific, and it'll be great. Margaret, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Margaret, it's going to be great. It's going to be terrific. You're going to love it.
He's so gross. He's so gross. He's been trying to get me on Celebrity Apprentice for years.
Oh. I bet.
And I just, I guess because they've never had an Asian people on.
Huh.
They never have.
Wow.
And also they've never had an Asian person on SNL. Ever.
Really?
In 41 years. The closest, Steven Seagal. Or, no.
He's on the bubble.
John Belushi. John Belushi.
Wait a minute. As a guest host,
they've never had an Asian.
Never.
Not in 41 years.
Oh my God, that is stunning.
Why haven't they had you?
Never. I know George would be great.
Yeah.
The only, Fred Armisen is 1/8 Japanese and Rob Schneider is 1/2 Filipino. So what is 1/2 plus 1/8?
Wow.
So we need an Asian person to figure this out.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
That does not equal one whole Asian.
Wait. #  Margaret Show host SNL.
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah.
I want to.
That is an absolutely stunning statistic.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Wow.
You've never hosted SNL.
Not for 41 years. Not an Asian person.
Wow.
Asian American, no. Never.
Huh. By the way, you were also September 21st on the Today Show. September 22nd. Which one? Wait.
22nd.
The Real? Okay.
Okay. September 30th, the premiere of her brand new Showtime comedy special, September 25th.
Ooh, yay!
Yes. Psycho is on Showtime on the 25th.
Awesome.
Okay. Go to Showtime. Get that shit going on.
Yeah.
Because Margaret Cho is an American treasure.
You're an American treasure. Oh, don't you think maybe, though, you should go for a late night show now? Would you do it?
Because, that'll happen. I remember everybody... Everyone, when Jon Stewart was leaving, there was this whole, remember Twitter campaign to get me? I'm like, they're not fucking hiring a 50-fucking-year-old woman. They're going to hire a young guy. What'd they do, Margaret? They hired a young guy. I said, they're not. I was like, thank you for the support, but they're not going to hire me.
That show was created by a woman.
I know. Liz Winstead. Mm-hmm. I know.
But strong enough for a man.
Yes.
What?
What?
But there's no reason why you shouldn't. I think that all of us should do a full court press on late night TV. And that we should all have shows.
Yes.
I mean, you've already done it, so you know what it is. Did you
I don't have to get up at 4 in the morning anymore.
So. Well, you know, I felt like I knew, Margaret, I was screwed when, Jay Leno had, Mel Gibson and David Letterman had Jim Carrey, and I had literally, Betsy the Hog Caller from Iowa. But I'm not shitting you. She was really funny, though. But
Jay had you on to promote the show on his show.
Yes.
Because, see, he knew you weren't a threat.
It would be different now. No, it would be different. People would be there is a backlash of there being no women in late night. So people would be clamoring to be on your show.
And you have the experience.
But I clamored for, why the fuck didn't, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler get Daily Show? But I get they're doing other stuff.
Well,
and
they just didn't want it. They offered it to Amy Schumer.
Right.
And she
should offer it to someone that works in their basement that has nothing else to do. Absolutely, Margaret. You're right. They have other shit to do. I got nothing.
You got everything.
I got Max and Fran.
You have amazing career and a lot of legacy in this business, and you've already done the late night thing, and I really want to see a woman in late night, and I think you should go for it.
Margaret Cho wants Stephanie Miller to be the next late night TV host. Everybody, did you hear that?
Yay!
No one heard that except in my basement.
I can be your musical director.
Oh, yes!
I can be your Doc Severinsen because I can play many instruments. So.
Yes!
Be fantastic. And now you're very acceptable because you're dating a man, so everything would be great for the network. Margaret Cho's totally straight. Look at this great guy she's dating. I'll have to catch me a man, too. And then we'll be all network ready.
You just have to be you. I don't know. I just want a woman to be on late night, and I think we've got to just band together and do this.
But do you think we're going to have the first female president? Do you think so, with Hillary or no?
Hmm.
I want it.
I know, me too.
I want it. And if anyone, it's her.
Yeah. Definitely. She's the most qualified woman in her lifetime.
She's great. She's great. You know, my dream is Hillary and Bernie on the same ticket.
Oh.
That would be interesting.
That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. That's my dream. I feel like if they were smart, they would band together.
I think it makes perfect sense.
That'd be fantastic, actually.
That would be great.
Fantastic.
I think
fantastic Bernie, and things of this nature, right, Jim?
Yeah. But Bernie's, he's quite a revolutionary. He's quite a singular thinker. I think that he would be a hard sell as president, but a great VP.
Right. And you go, will America elect a 74-year-old socialist Jew from Vermont?
Yeah.
Originally from Brooklyn, actually.
Right.
But he's great. And I think if we have that sort of, like, Hillary as the establishment and Bernie as the fire.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you know, around the world, having a female head of state is nothing new.
It's right. Nothing. Yeah, exactly. They wanted to put fucking Margaret Thatcher on our money last night at the debate. I'm like, she's from Britain.
Stupid.
Why would we put her on the assholes?
It's so stupid. But you know, look at how well Germany is doing with Angela Merkel.
Yeah, Angela Merkel is like the queen of Europe right now. There.
And
she's from the CDU, this conservative party.
Yeah. But what do you think about Arnold Schwarzenegger taking over for Arnold Trump on?
Donald Trump,
whatever the fuck.
I talk about, like, you know, they come here, they take our jobs.
Right.
Right.
They come here, they take the jobs and all of these.
Right,
these
all
foreigners.
These things.
We've got to get rid of all these foreigners.
Send it back where they came from and all of these things.
But I think that's the ticket. If you look at Julia Gillard in Australia, she had a great run as prime minister.
I love that, the Prime Minister of Ireland. What was her name? Mary Robinson. She was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Got, you know, in gay marriage, voted in.
Robinson.
Ireland fucking faced us on gay marriage.
Ireland fucked us up. Right. We were so fucked over. We got faced by
gay marriage.
Ireland.
Manly, yes, but we like it too.
Yeah.
Don't be fucking.
We got fucked over by New Zealand had it first.
Yeah. Forget the green clover. It's just the pink hearts.
When gay marriage was legalized in New Zealand and I was in Australia and I was talking about it. And I was trying to get people to, you know, make it happen. And I was like, you're going to let New Zealand fuck you like that?
Really? You're going to let New Zealand fuck you with no lube?
Yeah.
You really, you
gonna
fuckers?
Let them fuck you like
you
that?
You fucking fuckers.
All right, then.
Margaret Cho, how do we find out shit about Margaret Cho? Because you are fucking fantastic.
I love you. MargaretCho.com. I'm very active on the Twitter, at Margaret Cho. I'm on Instagram, Margaret_Cho, because there's another Margaret Cho on there.
Oh, no.
I'm on Facebook. I'm very active on social media and talking all the time. And, let's get Stephanie Miller back on late night TV. Aww.
Hashtag.
Baby. Margaret Cho, you are the fucking shit, man.
Yeah.
You're the shit.
You are just the real live shit.
Aww.
And I love you so much.
I
love you for doing this. We've had this groundswell. You should fucking do this for so long.
I love it.
And you know what? It's just the delayed orgasm is best because,
I can never squirt, but I cry all the time. Do you think that there's hope for me?
I squirt. I'm going to squirt.
That's
I'm
your vagina crying.
Yeah, it's my vagina crying.
I love you, Margaret fucking Cho!
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, Margaret.